We're live. Not live.
I'm alive.
We're recording.
I'm alive. I'm alive too.
Wow. And you know who else is alive?
Jesus.
Jesus.
How would I know?
We gotta bring it back. Gotta bring it back to the foundation.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, hello again. I'm Jerry.
I'm Meredith.
I'm Charity.
And we're a blessing on this podcast. So if you are looking for true crime, that's not us.
Although we love it.
We love it.
We do.
You can give us recommendations.
Oh, yeah, for
that's
sure.
Not what we're doing here.
No.
This is our theme song. I don't know if she had to record it first.
Oh.
Okay.
Hit it. Right?
This is our theme song.
Well, bless.
You're so talented.
Oh, I'm going to pray first, okay? Okay. God, thank you so much time for, no.
Thank you so much time.
Thank you for the gift of time. Thank you so much for this time to come together to share about you, discuss your word, to discuss your plan for us. God, help us to have an honest conversation, lead this conversation, bless this conversation, that as we go through whatever discussion point we have, that you will lead us in the direction you want us to go. We ask all this in your precious and holy son's name. Amen.
Amen.
I do feel bad that we kind of always pray the same prayer, but it's kind of an important prayer.
But I think it's very important.
It is. We want the conversation, but
mm-hmm. We want it blessed.
Yeah.
We do.
So,
well,
I think that's where I got caught up, and I was like, I feel like we've said this like 20 times, but
it has.
It's what we want to pray for.
It's true. Listen, I pray protection over my house every night, mm-hmm. and I think it's important to pray those prayers.
It's true.
That are repetitive.
Say forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Same one. Well, the Lord's Prayer, you just say that.
And there you go.
It's the same one every time. That's what we should do next time. Next podcast, just start the Lord's Prayer. I love it. I love it.
That's a great idea.
Okay. So we recently asked you guys for some suggestions and as for topics, and which we really appreciate the response that we got on that, and we really want you guys to keep sending us those. But one of the ones that was mentioned was, how do we make friends as singles and as humans in life?
Yes.
and as believers too, because my thing is, I have a lot of friends, but my super close friends, I feel like, are those that are believers and mm-hmm. people that we speak truth into each other's lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the question was posed, how do you go about making friends? And we're living in an age to where we're all super connected through social media, yet we're all very lonely.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really easy to look at how many friends you might have on Facebook or how many people follow you on Instagram or Twitter and think that you have this big network. But you need people that you can call, people that'll walk you through those.
The other thing I think too is we're all so busy.
Yes.
But we're not busy with maybe important
people,
things.
Yeah.
I mean, with people and building relationships. We're building with just stuff and time and mm-hmm. work. And those aren't bad things. I mean, we need to work, but it makes it hard to build those relationships mm-hmm. and to start those relationships when you're needing to do all your other tasks that you have.
And I think friendships are just like anything else in our lives. If you don't put in the work mm-hmm. and you aren't investing in other people aren't going to invest in you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I do think that there's a responsibility that we have to build into others' lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just in general. Like, that's not expecting anything in return for mm-hmm. that. But the thing that I have found is that when I'm building into others' lives, they build into mine.
Right. And usually, like, I even just, so, I don't know when this one's going to air, if it'll be before or after when we talk about living with roommates, but, so, I just recently moved out of Charity's house. I know, right?
We're actually recording in Jerry's old room
in my old room, it's not my room anymore.
That is now a professional
studio.
Right,
it's professional. And I've noticed in the time that I've moved out, like, I have had to take initiative with people and reach out because I feel like I would be that person that would be a hermit and just mm-hmm. kind of, but then the people that I reach out to say the exact same things that I've said, like, oh, I never reach out because I always assume people are busy, or, you know, I don't assume they don't want to you know, meet with me, or they don't, like, they don't have the time or whatever. And it's like,
which is a lie.
It yeah. is. And it's like, you know, who doesn't want to hang out with friends? I mean, I'm a person right. that's easily annoyed by people, but I still like to laugh with people.
Yeah.
I still absolutely. Like to have fun.
And it you means know? A lot when somebody voices that they want to spend right. time, that they exactly. think that you're worth wanting to spend time with.
It does. Yeah. It really does.
But I do think we all kind of suffer from that same insecurity.
Yeah, for sure.
But,
well, and I think it's interesting that really what that is it's the fear of rejection.
It is. Yeah. It comes down to that.
That keeps us from even reaching out mm-hmm. to people that we want to get to know to exactly. be friends with.
Well, yeah. and I remember with you, Meredith. So we all know Meredith Charity's lovely friend story. I love
just
it.
Just referenced once or yeah. twice.
But so I'm obviously met Meredith through Charity. And Charity just made the statement, you know, I think you and Meredith will be really good friends. Let's introduce you. And then when I met her, like, it was instant, and I was like, oh, I want to hang out with her so much. But then I was like, but I don't want to overwhelm her and monopolize her time. Well, so, like, I would still sweet. Have to be, like, conscientious of, okay, I'll reach out, but I feel really bad.
Don't want
to
come on too strong.
Yeah, I don't want to come on too strong. I got to play hard to get.
And what's funny about that is through the life of our friendship, you've mentioned that to me more than once, that you don't want to feel like that
yeah.
you're monopolizing my time. I'm like, well, I would spend time with you if I didn't want to.
But that's an insecurity that I struggle with a lot. Like, I do always feel like, oh, I don't want to, even with my family, like, this is something I've talked to my therapist about, so I know it's an unhealthy situation, so, you know, we've definitely been working on it. But even with family, I'm like, oh, they have their family, they have yes. their kids, they have their in-laws, mm. like, I don't want to, you know, infringe on their time. But my sister is always, both of them are always going, hey, come out. We want to yeah. see you. What are you doing? Yeah. What's going on? The kids, da, da, da. Like, it's never, I'm never not welcome.
Yeah.
Right. And I also know that if for some reason they have something planned, they'll let me know. Right. And it's not personal. Like, yeah. it's not, no, oh, we have all the busy things that we're doing.
We're washing the kids' hair tonight.
Yeah, we're all busy. And then I go, oh, they don't like me anymore. Like, they legitimately. Yeah.
Right.
And that's like with me. Like, people have reached out and I can't for some reason. And it's not personal. It's just, life happens. We get busy.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? And yeah. and so I think it's on both ends is you have to be willing to reach out, but then also don't take it personally.
And be understanding
yeah.
mm-hmm. of the fact that life is life.
Yeah. It's true. Like, that was like with Charity. When I moved out, I was like, Charity, we're just going to have a roommate night. And it's just going to be pre-planned because I'm too exhausted already trying to figure out planning things. Because I just, it's you reach out, it's you're busy, and you got this going on. Uh-huh. And so then you try again. I'm like, if we just have a set time,
yep.
we can just cancel it if we need to. But right. then I don't got to think about reaching out to people.
And it's working. Yeah. We've been doing yeah. it for a few weeks now. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, but I do think for me, it's been a new thing to reach out to people and honestly, and it's been fun. It's been, you know, it's been fruitful because I've been able mm-hmm. to see the people that, you know, I wanted to, but especially I think also these are also friendships that have already been developed.
Yeah. Right.
So it's, I also know them.
Yes.
So if I hear them say that they can't hang out, mm-hmm. I know it's not personal because right.
Because you're
how
secure
they feel about me.
And yeah. you're secure in that friendship.
But it is a different, whole different ball game mm-hmm. when you're trying to reach out to new people.
Yes. New people, yeah.
And I think, and as churchy as this answer sounds, I also think there needs to be an element of prayer mm-hmm. because
yeah, I agree.
There have been friendships in my. I think I might not have said that word correctly.
Friendships?
You sure didn't. I don't know if I said that P exactly. Friendships. In my life where, you know, because I don't let people in easily. And if I have let them and for some reason that friendship falls away, it's hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I've also gone, okay, but God, is there a reason? Like
oh, totally.
I've listened to Medea so many times and she tells me sometimes people are in your life for a season.
That's right.
And that's it. And it's so okay true, to let huh? it go. And initially the same thing with starting a new friendship is prayerfully go, okay, God, is this something that I should really
right.
pursue?
Like mm-hmm.
right. really try and go forward? Mm-hmm. Or is it something that I should, is there a person right. that yeah. you don't want in my life for a reason?
Yeah.
yeah.
And you're keeping that distance? Or is it something that it's really something important that should be added to my life?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that will also give you clarity and discernment on if you feel quote unquote rejected by them, it's kind of like, okay, right. but really it's God's protection.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even as we're talking about, it feels like it's such a dating conversation,
yeah.
but it really is
it
the same
is.
Concept,
it's
you know,
same,
any kind
yeah,
of relationship.
It
yeah.
It is. And I was going to say, don't, when you go into initiating with people, just keep in mind that some people you're going to click with, yes, and those, yeah, those will continue on. You'll get, mm-hmm, to know them better. Some people you won't. Like, there's been several girls from Bible studies in the past that we've met for coffee once and had a great time, but that's all it ever was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything that they didn't like me or I didn't like them. It's just we didn't click in, mm-hmm, that deeper form of friendship. Whereas with Meredith here, as you guys know the story, you know, I mean, she came up to me and said, I'm lonely, you're lonely, do you want to grab lunch and be friends? And honestly, this is another rabbit trail to that, but at that age, early 20s, I think I was too tied up in my own insecurities to ever have the guts to do that. And so I love and admire the fact that you did, Meredith.
I was desperate.
As Jerry said last night, Charity was just going to have to
do. Was just going to have to do because she needed it.
No, it ended up being the best.
But we clicked. Exactly. And that's what it was. And we wouldn't have known, right, that if we never even tried.
Right.
You know? And so if some of those fall away, it's okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it's okay.
Exactly.
Just keep trying.
Right. And also, just as not everyone is going to click with me, I'm not going to click with everyone.
Yeah.
Right. And true. I feel like the older I've got, and I do believe that God has given me a gift of discernment as well. Jerry and I were just recently talking about that, like today.
Whoa. We get deep when we hang out.
I know, right? But, and of course, sometimes that can turn into being really judgy as opposed to the, mm-hmm, spiritual aspect of it. But I also, because one of the things that I used to struggle with, which I don't anymore, and I think this goes back to praying about it too, though. But I used to feel like that if anyone latched on to me and they wanted to be my friend, that, oh, well, I was obligated to be their friend.
I was the same way, Meredith.
And yeah, lately, there have been a few people that have come into my life to where I'm like, yeah, I'm not, that is not a friendship that I want to pursue. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that our personalities would not click, even though they have reached out to me, mm-hmm, and but at the same time, we're called to love people that are hard to love too, because, yeah, we can be unlovable and people love us. But I also don't get so wrapped up in, like, I'm pretty discerning. It was just like what Jerry said about how she's pretty particular and picky about who we have in our close circle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I, yeah, think you should be.
So I think it's okay to be selective, mm-hmm, in that, yeah, regard. But, yeah, to also, if God's calling you to reach out to someone, yeah, that you're like, oh, Lord, this is going to be a challenge. Sometimes that's what you're supposed, yeah, to do. But I, yeah, think it's just a matter of, you know, praying about it.
Well, you can love on people but not be their best friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's something Jerry has actually, I was thinking of this last night when I knew we were going to talk about making friends. I used to be the same way you did. If anyone wanted to spend time with me, I just felt like I was obligated, yes, mm-hmm, and I had to be there for everything,
no,
in their life, yeah, and I had to dive in deep with them.
Yes.
And Jerry very gently, or maybe not, I don't remember, over the course of
I bet it wasn't gently.
But she would say, Charity, you don't have to be everyone's best friend. And I was always like, I don't.
That's
true.
That's probably where my security comes in, is because I know.
You know that you, yeah,
I know how
be.
I'm just like, I don't want to be everybody's, no, best friend. It's exhausting. And so then I'm like, oh, maybe not everybody wants to be. And the thing is, mm, is there's best friends. Like, it feels kind of silly in our 30s to say best friends, but there's best, there's good, solid friends.
Your core friends.
There's people that you hang out with.
Right.
And there's acquaintances. Like, there are levels of,
yes,
friendships that you have. And, you know, certain ones you do want to develop and you do want to get deeper and,
yes,
you do want to get closer. Mm-hmm. And other ones are just, you know, meant to be frivolous and fun and just,
yeah,
every once in a while. Like,
mm-hmm,
I do think it's okay. And that's something that I'm kind of coming to being okay with, the different levels of friendship. Like, I think in my mind I was like, I don't have to be friends with anybody unless they're like super close. And I'm like, well,
that's not true.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not,
yeah,
true. And there's,
right,
it's opportunities to be friends with people, but not spend all my time with them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and there's been friendships that I've had to let go because they weren't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once,
yeah,
again, we back to any relationship
that's
that can,
right,
happen overall. You
that's
know,
right,
if it's not healthy for you, if it's not good for you, you know, and you're praying about it, obviously,
yeah,
then,
because there have been instances with me to where I still value that friendship, but I have to start setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
it's become unhealthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have found that my relationships flourish once I set up the appropriate boundaries,
yeah,
to, mm-hmm, say, yeah, so, you know, I'm not gonna do that anymore in terms of,
I mean, I don't want to dishonor anyone, so I'm not going to share specific stories, mm-hmm. but just when you can tell that a relationship starts, a friendship starts to become
right.
unhealthy. So I don't think it's necessarily that you have to cut people out of your right. life, mm-hmm. but I do think you have to pray about it and figure out what is it about this that isn't healthy for me. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't change another person, but you can set boundaries that keep it healthier.
To yeah. where you can keep them in your mm-hmm. life mm-hmm. if yeah. you want to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think as far as making friends,
yeah.
I feel like I've met most of my closest friends really through church, honestly.
Yeah,
I think most of mine too. And then through work relationships, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, I knew this person, and which it's so, I just think friendships are so fun, just how God brings us together. If it's like, I was this person's friend, and then they introduced me to this other person, I became so much more close to that person yeah. than I even was with, like, the yeah. original friend.
Yeah.
But I do think that it is that we, like I said in the opening, I think we do bear a responsibility. Like, I can't just sit back and wait for people to include me
right. yeah.
Or yeah. ask me to go do something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have to
initiate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard. We have to go out of our shells. And this is something, because I'm not shy, but I am very introverted. And so it feels like it literally goes against my nature to go up mm-hmm. to somebody I don't know and open up a conversation.
That is such a good description of you, Charity.
Really?
That is such, because to me it's like, I know that you're introverted, but yet yeah. you're so good meeting people and all, so that really does yeah. make sense.
If
that,
they approach me, yeah. I'm fine. Right, I'm yeah. in my element, but that if really I makes have sense. To start it, yeah. it is so hard. But I've been... Because I've been involved, my church is very large, but, you know, I have my singles community. I also have my choir, and my choir is like a whole little church family in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And there's new people all the time. And for a long time, I just stayed in. I'm the new one. People can come talk to me. I'm a little mm-hmm. in my shell. But I've been there long enough now to where that's not an excuse for me anymore.
Right,
and
right.
when there's new people there, I literally have to, like, I'll see someone new sitting in the soprano section, feel like I need to talk to them, but I'll get introverted, but then I have to pep talk myself through, how much did it mean when people did that
yes.
to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so therefore, get over yourself and say hi, and even if it's awkward small talk, you know, that's what starts conversation. And mm-hmm. so there's been several times recently, and I've been proud of myself, that I've gone up and said, hi, what's your name?
Yeah.
Tell me, where do you work? How long mm-hmm. have you been coming to church here? And,
yes.
And it's not like those conversations flow naturally, but it opens right. it up to where the more I see that person, the more natural those yeah. conversations
right.
become.
That's so
and
true.
It becomes easier. And so, you know, if you have to tell yourself to get over yourself, to just go up and say hi to someone,
yeah.
do it. Ask yeah. them the small talk questions. And I hate small talk. But if that's what opens up mm-hmm. those conversations and allows you to start to get more comfortable, you and that person with each other, it's totally
yeah.
worth it.
Yeah.
Because, again, you never know what friendships are going to stick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of them, you know immediately that you're
right.
going to be with that. You're going to click with that person. Some, it takes getting to know
right.
them a little bit. And then all of a sudden, you're super close.
Right.
Others, they fall away.
Right. And then sometimes there isn't even a friendship that's formed. That was
yeah.
just a conversation
yeah.
you're supposed to have in
that's
that moment.
True.
And I believe I shared this in a previous podcast, but there was an incident to where I was at church and there was a girl that came and sat on my same pew. And again, especially Sunday mornings are really hard for some reason because you just kind of want to sit there and in your own little
yep.
world. And
yep.
But I ended up getting up and, like, going and sitting by her and just, you know, checking in with her and asked her name, you know, kind of that whole
yeah.
conversation that Charity was talking about. And so we chatted. And then after the service, we were, you know, talking a little bit more. And she started crying. And
aww.
She goes, I literally prayed this morning that God would give me someone here
mm.
that
oh, Meredith,
would
yeah.
talk to me and would, you know, and so you just don't,
that
we have no idea.
Right.
And so
yeah.
I think especially if you feel a prompting,
mm-hmm.
and for me, the way that the Holy Spirit works is I can't not do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
like, oh
yeah.
my gosh, I have to
do
it. I have to go do this.
I know.
And so that's how he really works with me. And so that was one of those instances to where I was like, oh my goodness, I have to go talk. And like, that was scary, but it is scary.
Yeah,
because I've said.
You're putting yourself out
yes,
there.
Yes, because I've said, you know, hello to people at church that just smile at me.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, they don't even
or
really
turn the other direction.
Yes.
I've had that too. Yeah.
That's so, funny. You know,
yeah.
but yeah, I mean, I think that in order to expand our borders and people that we know, and mm-hmm. that we have to be active. Mm-hmm. We have to be participants. And then also be receiving when someone reaches out to us.
Because
I always appreciate it.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, when somebody just wants to talk to me, I'm like, they want to talk to me.
Goodness, my friend. If I had said no when you asked me to have lunch with you,
just think of what we have missed.
We would have missed.
I can't imagine how long Meredith would have cried, though.
I would have cried.
That would have been so sad.
She said no. She said she was
lonely. That would probably damage me for life.
I know. That would have been awful.
I would have never gotten over it.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
But we have a lifelong friendship now.
Yeah. So I think the fact that we've pinpointed one of the reasons why we're scared, why that's a fear, is...
And why...
Like, because it's a fear of rejection.
But why do we fear rejection so much? Like,
I don't know. It's the worst.
It is. But it's like, if someone doesn't... It's one thing if someone knows me and then decides, no, we don't need to be friends. But it's another thing if I go to someone who has no clue who I am.
Right.
Uh-huh. And yet it's still a fear of mine to even open up that discussion with
them. Just in case.
Because they may reject me. And I'm like, you don't know me from Eve. If you reject me, you're not rejecting me based on personality. So what does that have to do with?
Right.
But it's,
maybe they're just in a bad mood that day.
Exactly. You know, and I've had bad moods. I don't want to talk to people sometimes.
Yeah. There have been sometimes, for example, when I was living here, I had gone to this little cafe or whatever. And in the checkout line next to me was Amy Grant. And I was like, oh my God. Amy Grant, you know, I'm staying there. But that was the day when I couldn't deal with people. And I'm like, I love you, Amy, but you're a person. And so,
and the thing you have to know about Meredith is she loves Amy Grant.
She, like, loves her.
Amy Grant is like...
And so I was literally like, you know, any other day, I would have totally gone up to her and been like, Amy, I love you so much. I was like, I can't do it today.
Sorry,
I can't. So I just left. So some days, people.
Not even Amy Grant.
Yeah, not
even Amy Grant can pull you out.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's true. Like, I've really tried to, the past couple of weeks, I haven't even shared this with y'all.
Oh, goodness.
Breaking news.
Revelation.
I know. But after church, if there is someone, specifically if someone's sitting by themselves and someone I haven't met before, like, I will go up and shake their hand and just introduce myself and just say, hey, because, and it turns out they've been there for a year or two. I just don't know them.
But maybe no one has talked to them.
You know? And I think that's another thing, too, as church members and people who are active in the church, I think it is important that we reach out to someone, or even if it's a whole family, even if it's just not one person sitting by themselves, to let them know, hey, we're a church that recognizes humans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we see you and we want you to be here. But even doing that, I've said like even 300 times. So not even thinking I'm making a friend with this person.
That's right.
I am just introducing.
That's right.
It's still
intimidating.
Scary. Yes.
It is scary.
I know. I'm like, I'm not trying to make a friend with you. I just want to give you my name and just see how long you've been at the church. But it's still a moment of get out of your head, get out of yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're going to go do this.
Yes.
But it's
terrifying.
Yes.
Which I do have to say, like, bless you guys who ask us ladies out, because that would be
terrifying. That's even worse. I'm asking someone's name.
Terrifying.
That's true.
So we do have a level of respect for that, of how terrifying that is. Because just in life.
Uh-huh. Just saying hello to somebody.
I know.
Even that's hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And I've always loved people that just seem to do that naturally. It's like, you know, they'll be standing there next to you and it's like, you know, they just immediately want to talk to you and find out who you are and where you've come from. And
all the women in my family, except for me, are that.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
All the women. You mean the two other
women. The two other women. I'm outnumbered by
double. All the 100
double.
Women in my family.
But my mom, my sister, neither of them have ever met a stranger in their lives. Mm-hmm. Everyone is their best friend.
Mm-hmm. That's my mom for sure. Mm-hmm. In fact, she's got a lot of game when it comes to the men. Inevitably, we will be somewhere... like, my dad and my sisters and I went ziplining one time, but mom didn't want to go, so she stayed back at the lodge. She ended up talking with this guy, like, the whole time while she was sitting there, found out about his whole life, and, you know, they were just best friends by the time they left, but she's definitely someone who never meets a stranger, for sure.
Yeah, and we didn't inherit that from our mothers, did we?
My mom is not that, so I didn't have to.
Oh, really?
My dad, though.
Yeah, that's true.
My dad 100% doesn't know a stranger.
Yeah. Although, I do feel like, as I've thought about it, like, when I'm in airports and, like, doing, I'm always talking to the person.
When there's no.
That's sitting next to me.
When there's no follow through.
Yes.
It's the same way with I have with the wait staff.
Yeah, you feel comfortable.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm just going to reach out to them, and it'll be fine, and we can just talk, and then I don't ever have to see you again.
Stakes are low. They're not high.
Exactly.
That's true. That's an interesting observation.
Yeah. Although it is always interesting to me, the people that I end up sharing conversations with. Like, for example, I can't remember if I've shared this or not, but I was going to get my tags renewed one time, and there was an older lady who was in line in front of me, so we ended up talking through the whole line. And she really has led a fascinating life, and so it was a super interesting conversation. Well, then they called her up there, and I turned around, and there was, like, this gorgeous guy behind me, and I'm like, this is why I'm still single. I don't talk to beautiful back here. I make friends with the old lady.
But I think also as you get older,
yeah,
it happens. So it would make sense that the older woman would be more receptive.
Right. That's so
because
true.
She will
that's
talk
so
to
true.
You more. That's you know, I think that's also something too, is as we get older,
a lot of that sheds away.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not nearly as I mean, I'm still pretty self-conscious and
not what you were.
Oh my god. Goodness, no.
Yeah.
So, which I really do love about age.
Yeah.
I really, really do. So one of the comforts I think that we can give you ladies in your 20s and men too is that it gets easier.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, it doesn't. Although I do think, like Charity said, that that's a muscle that you have to use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I think even if you're not thinking this person is going to be my next best friend, just reaching out to somebody is always a blessing to that person.
And who knows, it may very well be your
next best
friend.
Oh my goodness, exactly.
You
it
know,
could be.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we get in our own way a lot.
Yes,
and we keep ourselves from experiencing good things, you know, because that little pesky old devil
it's so true.
Just likes to worm his way into our insecurities and make them even bigger than they are.
Right.
And I think more often than not, someone else is probably dealing with the same insecurity you are.
Sure. Oh, 100%.
So
yeah.
If you are overcoming that insecurity and reaching out and following through and wanting to develop that friendship, they are probably...
Yes.
On the same, they're like, yes, that sounds like a great plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just hoping someone else would step up.
Yeah.
You know? And even if they're not, okay, move on.
Yeah.
Move on to the next, move on to the next person.
Yeah. And I think in terms of what kind of friendships that you're looking for, you know, if you are looking for friendships that are with other believers, with people that are strong in their faith, you need to look where those people are.
Yeah.
So get involved in a Bible study, you know, get in to church, get around those people.
Yeah.
Because I think you do have to go to where they are. Not to say, because I've met some of my best Christian friends at work, you know, but I do think that if you are feeling like you need to be intentional about, you know, making your circle of believer friends wider, then you have to be intentional about where you are.
Yeah, that's true.
But then also, and I think that I've shared this before as well, but it just made me think of, but also don't get discouraged. Like if you visit a Bible study and you feel like they've rejected you, which has happened to me more than once, by the way.
Right, yeah.
And you want to talk about, like I would, like I've left several Bible studies like crying my eyes out because you felt that sense of, we're not letting you in, okay?
Yeah.
We have formed, which I just think is despicable.
Yeah, shouldn't be.
But at the same time, as I prayed about that with the Lord, his response to me was, that wasn't where I wanted you to be. They're not bad people. That's just not where I wanted you. And so once I found that, then it was, oh, this is where this is where I'm supposed to be. So don't get discouraged if that's just not where God would have you. It just means that there's somewhere else that you need to keep looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was speaking kind of in that vein. I had started with a small group at my new, I call it a new church. I've been there for like 2 years now. I feel like
it's your church.
It's your church. So I started going to a small group, and it was one out of location convenience. So I just chose it. And there was really only one girl in this small group who went to my church. She had just kind of developed a little small group with people around her, which was great. Fine.
Yeah.
So I went. I really liked it. They were super fun. Yeah. They were friendly. You know, we had good discussion. It was nice. It wasn't bad. But probably a few months in, I think she started taking a class, so she was the leader. And she said, we're actually going to merge with another small group that is just kind of the next exit down. So it wasn't that far away. I was the only one that went.
Oh, really?
No one else from the previous story group, went to this new story group. Now, it's the one I'm in. It's the one I absolutely love. Yeah, these people are adorable, and I have so much fun with them.
Look how God did that.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody else from that group. I've never seen those people again.
That is interesting. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I was just like, I'm not 100% sure if maybe I was just tricked and they just were trying to get rid of me. But it doesn't matter.
We're going to stop meeting.
Because I found you guys.
That's right.
So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
But God is so good, too. Yeah. And that just makes me think of, just like you said, Jerry, pray about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like, ask 100%. God to bring, because that was my thing when I moved to Nashville. It just became, I just prayed about it all the time. I'm like, God, send the people in my life that are supposed to be in it, you know, that you would have me develop deep friendships with, because especially, and I know that so many people, because we're such a, I mean, Jerry has been here in the same location all of her life, but especially like when you, of course, you've had life changes, like you change jobs and then you move from one place to another, and so those are big changes. But especially like when you get into a town where you don't know anybody. And then you're away from your family. And I do feel like really strong friendships form based on that, because you need family.
You need
people. That's, you know, when Christ talks about that a friend is better than a brother, like someone that is there for you when you need them. And that's one of the beautiful things that I found here in Nashville. People that would truly, I mean, like these girls, they would, I mean, even now that I live away, they would be there in a heartbeat if something happened and I needed them. So.
Well, and friends are family that you choose.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I love my family to death and I will see them and I will hang out with them. But sometimes I'm like, Lord have mercy. But, you know, friends, you get to choose them. You get to be... Yeah. You're like, these are personality traits that I... Right. Although it is funny because my friend groups that I have, like my friends Brittany and Brooke and then Charity and Meredith, we all kind of still fall in the same family order. So like... Hmm. So Charity's oldest, Meredith's middle, and I'm the baby.
Interesting. That's how I fall into my...
I'm the baby so of my family.
I hadn't thought about that.
With Brooke... She's technically the youngest one, but she's middle child. I'm the baby. And Brittany, Brittany's the only girl of, I'm going to misspeak, 5 brothers. She's not going to listen. It's fine. So she's kind of her own whatever. But so she's basically mama in the group anyway. But
that's
So it's still funny that personality-wise, you still get to choose. But then when you think about how personalities fall in a family, it still kind of can be the same traits.
I know, that is really funny. I hadn't even thought about that.
But I can see it.
We have kind of fallen into that.
We have.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
Fallen into.
That's so true.
I agree.
It's so true. But I mean, I think our biggest advice is just pray and then
And don't be afraid to reach out.
And
step out. Just fear of rejection is just that. It's fear.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's not of God.
No, it's not.
You know, and
you have something in your house that says perfect love casts out all fear.
It's a scripture. I could not tell you which one it is. I feel like it's 1 John something.
Sure.
We'll
look it up.
I don't know. It's Meredith's written on Google the thing. I can't remember that one. But it's still that, and I once again, I'm going to give another church answer. It's the devil stifling. Like, it's the devil keeping you from living what you want to live. And so, and it's easy for us to say, But, you know, you hear us. We all struggle with that fear. But at some point we have to go, but that fear is not of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I've got to let that go. And I've got to move through this. And that doesn't mean the one you get through it that one time. And the next time that fear shows itself right again.
Yep. That's
and you have to start that conversation and that prayer all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single time I've found. I have yet to come across a time where I'm like, okay, you can do it. Okay, you could do it. Okay, you could do it. And be like, I'm just going to do it. It's fine. Like, this is what I do. I have to get through it every time.
Yeah, right.
Because the devil knows. The devil knows.
He does.
Do you find it?
No, but I think it's probably the translation that I currently have on my little Bible app.
Oh, gotcha.
Jerry, you were right. 1 John 4:18.
Look at that.
Look at you knowing that.
Look at that. Awesome.
But yeah, so each time you just kind of have to pray through it and fight through it and just know, devil, get thee behind me.
That's right. And you say that to him.
Yeah.
And it might feel awkward, but that's okay. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you might get rejected.
You might, again.
Well, you will.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There is rejection in life. Yeah. It happens.
It's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you won't get rejected.
Right. That's right.
And you'll build those
friendships. And you can't let that fear keep you from those moments that will be...
Yeah,
blessing. It'll be just such a blessing.
Yeah.
And even in, I think too, with the rejection, it's also a chance for you to work through how you process that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how you answer and be like, okay, that was not good. Eventually, I would love to get to the point where I'm like, well, they're lost. Okay, I'm done. Like, and just walk away. Obviously, I'll sit and stew on it for a while and be like, what did I do wrong? What's the matter with
me? What's wrong exactly?
I'm a horrible person. I'm never doing this again. Like, all of that happens. But hopefully, eventually, it comes to a point where all that conversation happens in, like, 2 minutes, and I'm like, I'm done.
Exactly. Maybe
2 seconds.
Yeah.
2 seconds.
Exactly. Exactly.
So fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's true. That's what we're going to hope and pray for.
Exactly. Oh, Lord, please have people reject me so I can learn to be a better person.
You gotta learn, Jerry.
Yeah, exactly.
Learn.
No.
Man.
And like I said, it for the most part, it's not gonna happen. You know, maybe you won't be best friends, but you still could be friends.
Right. Yeah.
You still could develop something really nice and solid.
Right.
You
absolutely.
Know? So.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And you won't know till you try. I feel like that's a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true.
So true. It is so true.
So good luck making friends.
You can do it. Jesus will help you.
Exactly.
Yeah. For
and what a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen. Well, look at you bringing it around, Jerry.
And always, if you feel like you need some encouragement or you want to talk about this further, feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We got Facebook. We got the Instagram. We got an email.
We have an email address.
I never can remember it.
And we will also check it.
Yeah.
Do we do that?
I feel like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be checking it regularly is what we're going to say.
Good point there.
And now we'll check. Segway.
Segway?
I thought you said
Jerry's having trouble with language
with
today.
The word.
With the English language.
I had a procedure yesterday.
Yeah, she had. This is going to be an excuse she's going to use a year from now. Yeah.
And now we'll segue into our sharing corner.
Nailed it.
Hi, this is Meredith. And I was recently watching an interview with Amy Grant, who we've already established that I love. And she was saying that her former mother-in-law gave her a really sweet prayer to pray each day. And the prayer was, Lord, lead me to those I need and to those who need me. And let me do something today that has eternal significance. And I just thought that was so... And I've actually started praying that when I can think to remember to pray it. Mm. Because, and I think that goes in line with our conversation on making friends. And I just feel like that they're, and that's just such a simple prayer to where God can use that in really awesome ways. Mm-hmm. To where because there are people every day that need us for whatever reason. And then people that we need. So I just think that it's... Mm. That's really beautiful. I don't have a whole lot of great insight, but I just thought that was something that I've started praying and that I feel like has been a really great blessing. Because I think one of the things, too, is that it makes me look for those things too, because I think that they happen every day. I think that my interactions with people that I needed to have a conversation with that day, or that they needed to help me in some way, and vice versa. I think that, but I think that often we just aren't looking for them. And so I think that
this isn't as sweet as your interaction or your prayer is, but talking about looking out for it, the other, this was a couple months ago, I was at CVS, and there was a lady I saw, and she wasn't smiling, she looked kind of down. I in my head I thought, I'll just smile at her, make her feel better, I bet. And I smiled at her, and I kept walking, and I went, that was Naomi Judd, I don't think she cared if I smiled at her or not.
But maybe she brightened her day.
But it was a moment of, I'm just going to brighten someone's day. I'm going to
bless her today.
But I was looking for it. So there you go.
Hashtag things that happen in Nashville.
That's right.
You run into Naomi Judd at Naomi the CVS.
Or Amy Grant at the coffee house.
At the coffee house.
So true. Yeah. So true.
That's a good prayer. I like it.
That was beautiful.
Well, amen and God bless.
I was like, how do we end it?
Hey, BSers. Remember to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Just type in Blessed Singleness Podcast and you'll be able to find us.
And wherever you listen to us, we're going to just know the three R's. Rate, review, and
remember to listen the podcast.
Remember to listen. Okay. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.